Blog Talk Radio.
Africa, Emoka, from Africa, Omsa, the beautiful African, Izuleto, Fatsalarona, the land is ours, Shamolasho, Tigurahina, Africa. We say that Africa, Emoka, Africa, Omsa, the beautiful African. That's how the founding fathers, the premier Africanists, saw of themselves, thought of themselves, and conducted themselves as the beautiful Africans. Ma'Afrika Mahle is not only in appearance, but in manners, in conduct, in upholding the African culture, respect, and heritage. Ma'Afrika, without the fundamental teachings of these principles, we are lost, Ma'Afrika. The Africanist principle was to adopt and project a positive African identity and consciousness, no longer accept, in fact, positively reject the terms boy, girls, Jack, George, Nancy, Jane, etc. That's how other folks used to call us. Those were the handy labels to be attached, the whites attached to any black woman, a black man, and any black woman, by any white or white woman, white boy or white girl. That's what they used to call us, Ma'Afrika. Without these principles anchored into the community, you're going to call yourself anything. Call yourself a rainbow nation, call yourself South Africa, call it. That's why our children have no respect. And they can vulgarize us in the public because you deviated from the founding principles of the Africans, Pan-Africanism. And without that, Ma'Afrika, you get other people infiltrating their foreign ideologies and you cease to be yourself. That's why we say we are Ma'Afrika. Ma'Afrika, the principle, is global, Ma'Afrika, and goes back to the root. And the question is, Ma'Afrika, yes, the Africans call themselves Ma'Afrika. What about you? The individual Ma'Afrika. What do you call yourself? Unto Mzanzi or something? You call yourself something. What do you call yourself? How do you see yourself, call yourself today? I mean, 22 years after the first vote, your leaders, you voted them into power every 5 years. Remember? They are coming back now. You're about to vote again. They are coming back telling you that you, the African majority, you suffer poverty, you suffer inequality to whites, and you suffer joblessness. How could that be? Owners of the country. We are the only owners among in the world, of course, people of brown color, who claim ownership. You don't claim it. You have it by heritage, by birth, from centuries. And you still suffer poverty, inequality. You are told you suffer poverty, inequality, and joblessness. You voted these people into power, and they overpaid themselves for the job that they had to do, simple job that they had to do to deliver services to you, using your own money. And what they did was they got rich their children. That's a fact. They got rich their children, they got rich their friends, they got rich their girlfriends. It's a long list. It's a long list. It's a long list. Patronage system. In Ma'Afrika, we ask again, 22 years after the first vote, Ma'Afrika, whose job was it to eradicate poverty, inequality, and joblessness? Didn't these people have, they had the job. They overpaid themselves for that. And why the government, after 22 years, come back to tell you that you are in your own country? In your own country, you are poor. You are unequal to whites and jobless. I mean, after you fought and overthrew the apartheid minority settler regime, we fought. We shed blood. As we pointed out, that more than 100 of the PEC cadres, Porto, executed during 1960 and 1963, put in indiscreet graves, not one, 2, 3, 4, 5 to a grave. Now you go to the NPA is looking, the National Prosecuting Authority is looking using DNA to identify their true identity so that they can be given back to families and given a customary ancestral burial. You come back 22 years. 22 years, you're telling us that we are unequal, we suffer joblessness, we suffer poverty. What were you doing? We say Mo Africa Emotle, the beautiful African, Mo Africa Omotle, is rooted on the principle that the African majority owns the country, its land. We own its land. We own the mineral. We own the natural resources. And not that the country belongs to anyone who lives in it. I mean, come on, man. Riffraff from outside. Come in, get... Come on, man. Come on, man. You don't own the country, the African majority, because historically we need to redress and reconcile the historical injustice first before you can say, okay, you can come in, naturalize citizens. Come on, man. What are you saying? We fought for the freedom of Africa to own the land, to own the mineral and natural resources. And we sacrificed, my friend. And the vote, it is simply the individual weapon to retain the stolen land and country, mineral and natural resources. And we have leaders, my friend, they are gallivanting, getting crumbs from apartheid monopoly criminals. Huh? Vulture capitalists who scavenged and disemboweled our country, you know, suffered us inhuman, gross injustices, and never went to jail for that, never paid anything. Now you come back and tell us that we suffer poverty, we are inequality, we job. What are we doing? Just vote as Mo Africa to get what belongs to you, rightfully. Vote as Mo Africa. Vote Isolate. Vote Lefatshe la Rona. Vote to expropriate our stolen land. Tiko Rahina Shangulasho. Period. I mean, recently the British pulled away from the European Union because they want their independence. Huh? And you still call yourself South Africa because they gave you that name. You still call run around Abantu Bemzansi, South Africa. There was never a country called South Africa. And you don't call a country by virtue of its position relative to the whole continent. You don't do that. We know who they named it, South Africa in 1909. So, Africa, we the Africans, we say we guarantee the individual. We guarantee you, Africa, land, housing, jobs, and health. There's no excuse. Give us 5 years, not 22. Or give us 2 years. You'll see the difference. We guarantee free water, free electricity to the poor, the indigent, the sick, impaired, public hospitals, clinics. We guarantee free electricity and water, Africa. And we will subsidize electricity and water. Struggling my Africa families, because my Africa, sometimes you got to pay something out of the pocket so that the system runs. Okay, those who can, those who are working, pay something, and then we will subsidize you if there's a crisis. And as you say, that we'll provide affordable electricity to businesses, to schools, to universities, to public utilities. This scavenging issue, you have people that are paid to provide electricity. You know what they did the last time? They did not fix the electrical networks. They did not fix the boilers. They did not take the ashes from the boilers after electricity was generated. The boilers blocked. The coal, the ash, blocked the boilers. That's why we had load shedding the other time. The electricity came down. All right? And you know what they did? They introduced prepaid electricity card, pay cards, and gave themselves bonuses for introducing a technology without giving safety mechanism. You have the poor, the sick, and the injured. You go and change, put in a prepaid meter. You don't give them subsidy. You don't give them support. You don't give them nothing. So we have mercenaries who are scavenging our public resource, and these bureaucrats and CEOs, they are the most... How do you describe them? This is a new breed of mercenaries. You sit there, you're supposed to do the job that you're supposed to do, and you give yourself a bonus. when almost 95%, 90% of the people are unemployed and poor. So Africa, we will guarantee Africa and the poor affordable transport, taxi, bus, and train. All right? We guarantee you, Africa, the right to communicate. Subsidize affordable, accessible, and easy communication. Make it easy, Africa. And as we said that, we guarantee, again, affordable access transport, power, communications, because these three are among the country's growth nerve centers for the individual of Africa, for your growth, for the growth of the business, economy, education, research, health, you name it, Africa. That's what other people are doing, people in the first world do to their people. Take care of your people first. Create the space for your people to grow. That's how you grow the country. Grow your people first. We call it the human asset. Grow that asset, because the brain is the most dynamic, the most gifted, the most unrestricted, the most unprohibitable asset. Get the brain to grow and protect the health and the limb of the people to be able to move. Give them space. But in Africa, you also have to play a role, okay? You cannot sit there and expect things to come to you, because ultimately we are the owner. Things, liberation started with you, all right? And you must start things, get moving now. Because as you say that, you have to guarantee you come first, not these petty politicians, but, you know, these salesmen, insurance people. Use your vote to guarantee that you come first, not the politicians. And we say voters, Mafrika. Because your vote, Mafrika, is power to you and the people, not power to political parties and political bosses, party bosses. No. You decide who and what political party you vote for, okay? That's where you start. And you, the voter and the people, it is your right to dictate and demand to vote and elect representatives you know and want, and not want strangers, right, that the political parties want, bosses want. The political bosses will bring a stranger to you that never lived here. There are other people saying the other day in Pretoria, this person, we don't know her. They took her from another region to put her. Don't do that. That's disrespect to the, that's why the people banned everything. Because once you mess up with that fundamental right of human right and right of fundamental ownership of the country, you mess up. They'll come and burn your house. Watch. They'll come and burn you alive, because you are playing with something that people sacrifice their life for, and they will not stand for that. So do not bring strangers to come and run communities. Let communities choose their own people. They can fight it out, they can argue it out, they can vote it out. Give them the chance, because ultimately it's the individual that has to decide and defend their collective decision. And Mafrika, you, the voter, you have the right, Mafrika, to recall. Call back political party representatives you voted and do not deliver your wants and needs. Period. The right rests with you, not with the political party. Political parties having to recall. No. Because they're too factionalized. They are too broken up. They always scheme. And the goals are malicious all the time, because it's about power. So we don't want people that are looking for money, power. We want people that want to save. In Africa, you can put up voters, you can put up signatures. Or do anyhow within your voters' rights to call back the failing politicians, the corrupt ones. There are too many, because they come and lie to you. And Africa, very important, you, the voter, owns and pays for the seat in parliament, and the municipal council seat the political representative you voted sits and works from. You own that seat. The voters own that seat. And of course, Mafrika, the political party may want to recall, call back the person that they put in that seat or made you vote for in parliament, and I mean the councillor, as him or herself. But the voters, you the voters, Mafrika, have the ultimate right. You have the right to agree or refuse to let go the councillor or parliamentarians, the political bosses want to call back. You have the right, Mafrika. You can dismiss that the call back. No, we want that man there. Put signatures. No, this man is going nowhere. Because sometimes they take good people out because they want to put their friends in. And as you say, Mafrika, you own the vote, not the political party. Because nobody must see. Nobody should see. And nobody should help you which party to choose. You put your ex, on the candidate you want by yourself. Next to, as you say, next to the candidate that you think best represents to deliver your needs and services. Nobody should see that. Nobody must see your ex. They mustn't see that. Because they're not sixers. Do not let them next to you. Even the elderly, you can try, ma, put your glass, you can see too. Even if it's a little bit, just a pin or something, line, put a line. Don't let these crooks next to you. Africa, you are free to vote another 22 years. Not you have land to be told you are poor and equal, and poorer than whites, you are jobless and homeless. Just throw these leaders in the dustbin. They're useless. 22 years. Useless. You come and tell us the stuff that we knew and we're fighting against. You could not make a dent. Mafrika did not waste your vote on people who overpaid themselves for 22 years. And they are very happy to be voted in positions again. We call them portfolio people. While you, for 22 years, Mafrika, you stayed poor, you are hungry, you are angry to the point where you want to burn and break everything. Don't let these people run you crazy. And Mafrika, to the communities, keep watch over your municipal and national government money. You should know when the municipal uses municipal-owned companies to build schools, clinics, roads, water, electricity, deliver services in your community. You should know that. And if they are using a private contractor, let's say the government wants to use a private contractor, first they should give preference to resident contractor, voter contractors who live in communities. Give them preference if they are good. But if a person from outside, a non-resident, is a specialty contractor, is very good, let them come in, but the locals must join. You must set aside and guarantee participation of the local contractors and workers so that tomorrow they own that thing. They build it. Otherwise, they will burn it. They will burn it and destroy it. And the selection must the qualifying resident must be selected not based on political affiliation. That has to stop. I'm African. If you, the vote, I'm African, you do not hold the municipal government accountable and also let the national government free, run amok. Let the political parties and the party bosses again not see you for 5 years. You let them run amok, go 5 years, and then they come back wanting to talk to you and remind you that now you can see us again, few days before you vote. Again, Mafrika, again, are you going to let the national government for another 5 years run amok like mice eating cheese and there's no cat around to guard over them? And in fact, Mafrika, you are the cat. You are the cat to watch over the political mice and big rats. Because big mice, big rats, the mice, they will eat. And money, Mafrika, if you leave it on the table, somebody will take it. Somebody is going to claim ownership of that money. So that's what has been happening. You voted people in and said, oh, they're Africans, they will do the good job. That's when you get screwed. And then they come back and tell you that you are poor, you're jobless, and equal to whites. That's an insult. That's an insult, Mafrika. And dance on the stage, too, for that. I mean, 22 years after the blackboard massacre, it's long time enough to know. I mean, even if our brethren who are deaf and dumb, then I can see and hear that. No, this is a wasted vote. Don't do that, Mark. Do not waste another 22 years again and again to be told the same empty promises of a better life for all. 22 years, Mafrika, better life for all. The majority are poor, destitute. Why vote to suffer, Mafrika? Why vote you have to suffer? Huh? Be dead or about to die of lies and empty promises. And community parliament, community participation, Mafrika. We've got to push and demand after the experience of 22 years. Got to push and demand the right of the people and communities in 2019 to elect parliamentarians directly from communities than have political parties appoint their party agents to parliament. It's absolute nonsense. It's a waste. Each community should own and have its seat in parliament. Not political parties be allotted seats along racial groups that have been appointed by, I mean, appoint their agents to parliament. No. Racial groups. And we are more divided now. And this current proportional system, Africa, guarantees minority, yes, it guarantees minority groups. But this is an apartheid, democratic apartheid. It is simply, it's like a sellotape copy and paste mixture. Take a sellotape, copy and paste, just mix a political party agents appointed to parliament, and that is, boom, you got it. You got the proportional system here. And then it pits whites, the minority whites, against the black majority. And you get the in-betweens, the colors, the Indians. It's the same stuff. But this time they're split, divided. And the political mixture of Africa is too artificial. It is unworkable. The system is not non-racialism. It is racialism multiplied in segmented groups of whites, blacks, and other groups. The majority of whites will never, as a historical fact, vote for a black party unless we, the Democratic majority, guarantee that at least you vote as an individual, not a group, because these guys will never vote for you. And now, lately, the ruling party, the African National Congress governing party, because now they're threatening to lose big cities electorally to the DA, all right, Democratic Alliance. Now the ANC is asking blacks, they said, no, do not vote the DA because it is a party of former white oppressors. Of course, you took the Nationalist Party. Remember the Nationalist Party that oppressed us? You messed with them. You mixed them up and put them in your ranks. And the white parties, Mafrika, they will compete. And they win according to plan. They are planning to use and siphon blacks to vote for the white party, for themselves, for the white party. They will never vote for the black party. And why in the first place did you allow this kind of system, proportional democratic apartheid system? Because it is clear, Murphy, it is a historical fact, and from our experience, that white supremacists and prejudice, Murphy, because of white supremacy and prejudice, whites will never give or subscribe to vote a black party. They will never. So, Africa, this proportional system has to go. All right? Because it has given the minority groups political power far in excess of the population numbers. And the Africans, Africa, today as we speak this minute, they are split. And they are splintering into splintered factional political parties along local, regional, tribal, and now we have the economic class groupings. We are split, my friend. And this proportional system, my friend, it gives factional political parties ownership of the parliament in place of having our people's parliament. So we have to get the people's parliament. Because the way this system surrenders parliament to political party hegemony, shamelessly, Africa, these hegemonies are shamelessly functional in makeup and character. I mean, everybody can see that. So you're saying, Africa, take ownership of the people's parliament away from functional party politics. Just take it away. Let's do that. Parliament is the people's eyes and ears in government. That is that you hold government and elected leaders accountable. If you let political mice and the head mouse run amok unchecked, they showed in Africa, they will eat up everything in parliament. They will abuse and misuse your money, your public money, you, the voters, and you have to pay them back. You are going to have to pay. Our children are going to pay back that money in Africa. And the executive concentration of executive powers in Africa, concentration of government powers in the executive. Too much concentration of power in the executive in Africa without a strong and independent parliament oversight. Don't you ever think that it doesn't affect you? You must never think, look. Another question is, what is the point of electing a municipal government accountable to communities and peoples and do not demand that the voter right to elect the parliament to hold the executive account? I mean, the executive is parliament is responsible for giving local communities money. And also they appoint and disappoint parliamentarians that they control. So in Africa, we need a people's parliament. And the tragic consequence of this, Africa, if you get too much concentration power on the executive can throw you crumbs. That you have the right, as a voter and owner of the executive itself, to have the right to say, no, I want so much of the public money that is given to communities. And Africa, let's say, how does this affect you, the poor, the sick, homeless, and let's say, how does not having a people's parliament affect you? For 22 years, Africa, you've suffered. You're hungry. You're told that you are poor and hungry. And you become angry and crazy. Half crazy, Africa, because you're destroying and burning everything, government property. Because you think, and rightly so, the government is causing you to suffer. But Africa, you own the government. You own the government money. You own these properties. Vote in Africa to make government work for you, not for political party factions. They are friends, families, and hangers-on. Please, vote for Esma Africa. To the so-called clever blacks. You're also a victim, Africa. Like, for example, you become a victim of tin pot cronies that are obedient and also agents of the ruling political factions. You become a victim of these factional cronies. And then we have the SAB as an example, Africa. Public news programming. CEO, Chief Operating Officer.
19.
Simply, he displays the characteristic of a despotic, oppressive sweatshop factory of indentured news professionals. That's how this broadcast system is, news broadcast. A despotic, oppressive sweatshop factory of indentured news professionals. You look like indentured because you have no rights. They expel you anytime they want you to. Because you surrendered, Africa. We've all abdicated to the executive. And what's happened is that our public money in Africa became a feeding frenzy, misused and abused, all right, by these tin pot dictators, petty dictators, who are, and these bureaucrats, I call them scavengers, who are hanging in the state-controlled companies in the billions of dollars. That's why they steal the money. And the root of the problem is there is no people's parliament. The party parliament, the party parliament majority is simply and has been reduced to the executive supplicant and a political lapdog. It's a lapdog for the executive. And it is shamelessly let loose scavengers to steal and abuse our money. So, my Africa is related to. We are thankful for the privilege of talking to you and thankful for the privilege of listening. And, my Africa, as we say, the public funds directly feed and embellish these tin pots operatives within the ranks of the SOEs, the state-owned parastatals. And what we've seen in Africa, this crude display of taste against worker rights and the public right to, under the Constitution, not to be censored, Africa, must stop. Thank you, Africa. Thanks deeply.